The Iraqi parliament is told to vote on a fresh government by the new prime minister, Haider al-Abadi, on Monday. Last month, President Fouad Massoum named Abadi as the new prime minister. Abadi has until September the 10th to submit his government for approval. The Israeli foreign minister says he doubts the current ceasefire in Gaza will hold in the long run. Avigdor Lieberman says chances of mediator talks to achieve a durable truce are slim. He also dismissed as unrealistic the idea that Israel will be able to disarm Gaza's resistance fighters soon. Thousands of Yemeni protesters returned to the streets blocking the road to the capital city's airport hours after a deadly clash with government forces. Earlier on Sunday, one person was killed as security forces deployed water cannon and bulldozers to disperse a sit-in in Sana'a that called for government resignation. British trade unions slammed the government's austerity measures and threatened to stage public sector strikes. They've lashed out at the policies of the ruling Conservative Liberal Democrat coalition. The unions argue that workers have failed to benefit from the nation's economic recovery following the 2009 recession. Japan's economy has suffered its largest quarterly drop since the 2011 earthquake and tsunami disaster. The world's third economy has shrunk 1.8% on quarter in the 3 months to June. The Japanese GDP also shrank about 7% on an annual basis. The European Council President Herman Van Rompuy says the EU may ease the new sanctions on Russia if the ceasefire between pro-Moscow militias and the Ukrainian government lasts. The new measures are expected to be formally implemented on Monday. Moscow threatened to hit back in case of any new sanctions.